So when I think of, when you hear the word climate change, what do you think of? You think of a pole, a poor, poor polar bear on a block of ice stranded in the Arctic. Or you think of a supermassive hurricane storm that's currently bearing down on the Caribbean islands right now. But if I said the words climatic variability or variable climate, what would you think of? Well, you'd probably think of a La Nina or El Nino event, right? That's true. Well, like the poster children of climate change, we need a good poster child of climatic variability. And I'm here to suggest that a peach tree might be a good option. You see, in the southeast United States, peach growers are having more and more difficult times growing peach trees consistently. In fact, in the past 2 years, due to a variable climate, peach tree production has hit a dramatic low. In fact, last year, South Carolina lost 90% of its peaches due to a variable climate. As you can see in the photo here, these leaves are still on these peach trees. That's not normal. Normally, peach trees, like all deciduous crops that lose their leaves, they should be naked right now, and they're not. They have their leaves. So what's going on? What are the implications of having leaves longer on trees? Well, that's what my research is looking at. So due to this variable climate, there's warmer fall temperatures, there's warmer conditions in the wintertime, which normally during normal years, these chill hours are able to make our peach trees sleep so they can wake up invigorated to make babies in the springtime. However, that's not occurring. So last year in the fall of 2016, I took a bunch of peach trees, I threw them inside of a greenhouse, and I said, keep your leaves. Actually, I didn't do that. They kept their leaves because it was warmer in there. We stimulated a warmer climate. And through that delayed senescence, we looked at what's going on the following year. And there's implications for this. So during photosynthesis, we pull in carbon dioxide. We're making these sugars, which are then stored and made into sugars. I said that backwards. They're pulled into the plant by carbon dioxide, and eventually that's made into sugars, hopefully sucrose, right, which we can take out of those perennial tissue organs like shoots and roots and made into leaves and flowers and fruits. Peach trees are also weird because in the springtime, they don't have any leaves when they initially flower or fruit. So they need all of that energy to go straight to the fruits and flowers. They can't pull it from current leaves that they have. Also, nutrients that are already in the leaves right here, that you can see in the photo, might be able to be pulled in further if the plant has a longer time to do so. So if the plant can pull in extra nutrients in the fall because it's delayed senescence, it might be able to pull in those nutrients and use them to remobilize in the spring for other organs. So if you have extra nutrients in your peach tree, or the physiology might change, growers might treat their trees differently in the springtime. You might not have to fertilize as much. You can optimize your fertilization regimens, and ultimately we'll have a better peach tree and understanding of peach orchards in the southeast. So climate variability, you might think of peaches. Peaches, they should be peachy. Climate variability, not so much. Thanks.